Morning Watch, Day 4. An overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before His appearing. Week 4. Blending and the reality of the body of Christ. Related verses. Ephesians 4, 12 and 13, 20 and 21. For the perfecting of the saints, unto the work of the ministry, unto the building up of the body of Christ. Until we all arrive at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God, at a full-grown man, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But you did not so learn Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, as the reality is in Jesus. 2 Corinthians 13:9 and 11. For we rejoice whenever we are weak, and you are powerful. This also we pray for, your perfecting. Finally, brothers, rejoice, be perfected, be comforted, think the same thing, be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. 1 John 4:17 and 18. In this has love been perfected with us, that we may have boldness in the day of the judgment, because even as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment, and he who fears has not been perfected in love. Ephesians 2, 21 and 22. In whom all the building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling place of God in Spirit. Related reading. In brief, the reality of the body of Christ is a kind of corporate living, not a living by any individual. This corporate living is the aggregate of many saints who have been redeemed, regenerated, sanctified, and transformed by the processed and consummated God within them. By this indwelling, consummated God, these redeemed saints have been made actual God-men. In regeneration, a person is made a God-man, but he is not a matured God-man. We have been regenerated, but many of us are still like little babes. We need to be nourished and perfected so that we can grow in life and become mature. The procedure in the church work is to beget, to nourish, and then to teach and perfect, so that the saints may be mature to be built in the local churches for the building up of the body of Christ. That little Jesus in the manger was a God-man, but who could realize this? He lived not only a life of man, but also a life of God. Thus, his life was a life of a God-man. He appeared to his disciples and to the people as a genuine man. Many who heard him were astounded and said, "Where did this man get these things? And what is this wisdom given to this man? And how is it that such works of power take place through his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary?" They wondered how a man could do these things, displaying the top virtues among mankind. Who is he? He is a God becoming a man. Yet this man would not live by himself, by his own human life. Rather, he rejected his human life. He denied himself. He lived as a man by another life, by the life of God. He told us that whatever he did and whatever he spoke were not of himself, but of the Father who sent him. He was a real man living there, yet he was dying to his natural life. That dying to his natural life is the cross, and his living by the divine life is in resurrection. Jesus was a genuine man, but he lived not by man's life, but by God's life. The crucifixion mentioned in the New Testament transpired on the wooden cross on Mount Calvary. But you have to realize that before Christ was there in the physical crucifixion. He was being crucified every day for 33 and a half years. Was not Jesus a human being, a genuine man? Yes, but he did not live by that genuine man. Instead, he kept that genuine man on the cross. Then, in the sense of resurrection, he lived God's life. God's life, with all its attributes, was lived within this God-man Jesus and expressed as this God-man's virtues. Such a life was there originally just in an individual man, Jesus Christ. But this life has now been repeated, reproduced, in many men who have been redeemed and regenerated, and who now possess the divine life within them. All of them have been nourished, sanctified, transformed, and perfected, not just to be matured Christians, but to be God-men. The reality of the body of Christ is the corporate living by the perfected God-men, who are genuine men, but are not living by their life, but by the life of the processed God, whose attributes have been expressed through their virtues. To be perfected is to be matured by continually exercising to reject the self and live by another life. Paul lived by dying to live. He was dying to his natural man and living by his new man with a divine life. So he said that by the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, he lived and magnified Christ.